Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
Parents, did you know BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs? Did you even ask? Get the latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use the promo code BELIEVE, that's B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, where the game starts. Hey, everybody. Thanks so much for listening to the Dumb Dad Podcast. My name is Kevin, and I'm a dumb dad.
And my name is Evan, and I'm a dumb dad. And on today's episode, Kevin will tell us why he simply will not pay for fun.
That's true. I won't. And Evan will tell us why daylight savings snuck up on him, even though everyone on social media told us about it a million days out.
Yeah. And we posted about it.
We did too.
Rookie mistakes. Cheers, buddy.
Cheers. Here's something I want to rant about.
Oh, yes. Give me a good dad rant. I'm here for it. Let me just sit back and relax. 3, 2, 1, go.
Indoor play places.
Petri dishes.
Yeah.
Germ factories.
Germ factories. Yeah. I mean, I feel like all their slogans should be vaccinated or not, nothing can save you here. Oh, you brought a mask? That's cute. It's everywhere.
Just to be very clear, the ball pit, those balls, they went in there 7 years ago. Last time any of us touched them.
Yeah. We only take them out to repaint them because they're so sun bleached. Paint them? Yeah, they spray paint them.
I think you're going to the wrong places. Let's start there.
No. It's like next to the, it's behind the auto body shop. You have to go through an old car to get to it. All right. So today it was just insanely windy.
Yeah.
We get those usually in the summer. I don't remember usually getting them this much in the fall, but
we got the warning yesterday. High winds coming.
High winds coming. And then,
you know, you look outside and it's like, you know, Cool, calm, I have
to take the wind chimes down, I guess.
Yeah, 6 p.m. Then it was like, the garbage isn't staying in the garbage cans outside.
Oh, yeah. Maybe. A couple of people's garbage cans just exploded and ran down the street. It was pretty wild today.
Hiked up their wheels and took off.
There is a palm tree. Someone else's palm tree in my backyard right now.
How much of it?
Half.
Of a whole tree?
It's not like the, classic 50-foot one. It's like a... probably like a 20, like there's probably 10 feet of palm tree. There's probably like a 20 footer.
And it didn't, your fence is fine, everything?
Yeah, it was thin enough that it just like, my fence was like, I got this, move over, buddy.
Yikes. Palm trees are supposed to be pretty good in high wind situations.
I know, it's very nerve-wracking.
That's how windy it's been.
It's been so windy. So because of that, like we've gotten a lot of rain. We don't like the high winds. We have all these trees that should be able to take it but can't. We got a notification earlier that it was like, don't take this road, there's a tree in it, like this intersection. And it was like, oh, okay. So the kids come home from school and my wife is like, well, I was gonna go to a playground, and I was like, I feel like we don't have to do Final Destination.
Yeah. And also the helmets are in the back of the garage, we're not gonna go get those.
So she was just like, where can we go with them? And you know, we pitch around some ideas, and I was like, I'm gonna look up those play places. And I knew
that place by the auto body shop.
That place is closed for the county closed it. Just bureaucratic BS.
No warning too. Left my sweatshirt there
because somebody was, they don't like that the kids can like cut those parking cones with razor blades, but I think it teaches kids how to use tools because they're making like shapes. They make like a, anyway. So I was looking up like the normal places. I'm not going to name any of them, but you know the places, like the trampoline parks, the ones that are just like a playground indoors, the ones that's like a huge, like 3-4 story, like kind of just mess, but it's fun because they're all netted.
It's a Costco.
Pretty safe.
And then so you're talking about a full-blown trampoline park, or are you talking about the place that has like
all of them? The trampoline parks, and then the other one that you and I have gone
ball
to
pit,
it,
where slides.
It's like it's got a ball pit and the slides and the big like, you know, and then nets to crawl across, excuse me.
General indoor fun that you pay $12 an hour to get into.
No, that's what my point is.
Yeah.
They're all like $25 now.
Oh.
A kid, an hour. I was just looking them up and I was like, are you out of your mind?
You know what they were yesterday? $12.
Yeah.
But they looked outside, it was windy, and they were like,
it's because the auto body shop got closed down. The competition's gone. They can now, like, supply and demand.
They're like,
supply and demand.
Look outside, it's windy. People are coming inside. Crank it up to 25.
It's just, why is it so expensive?
Everything's expensive.
I know everything's expensive. But, like, this is one of those places where it doesn't have to be. Because, one, they're always overstaffed. There's always, like, three people behind the counter just kind of chit-chatting.
Of all.
And doing stuff.
Of all places.
And it's like, it's fine. You do what you want. You staff however you want. And, like, part of the reason they're staffed is because they have food. Something nobody's ever asked for. Nobody's ever like, what do you guys want for dinner? I want to, like, let's go to that place where, like, the chicken nuggets are, like, never crispy on the outside. They feel like a overripe potato on the outside, but they're, like, lava hot on the inside because they microwaved them, and they charged you $15 for them.
The pizza is as thin as your card you pay $80 for it with.
Crinkle-cut fries. That it's like, did you spill a cup of water on these?
Look at me, Marvin.
No.
Did you spill?
I washed them. You're supposed to wash your vegetables. After? And it was just the whole concept of it was just like, I didn't understand it. I just didn't understand the price point. And then they're like, you have to buy our socks.
Oh, yeah. Have to buy our socks.
They're like, you can come back, though. Here's the thing. You have to keep socks. And you can come back and bring those socks. And I was like, I don't have a gremlin that steals my kids' socks and we can't find them. Like, that is just what happens in houses.
Like, kids keep track of socks.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. There's no problem. Can you get those play socks? Yes. They're in a special location where I definitely put them.
Yeah.
They can't find shoes. Every morning is chaos. I mean, what are we doing?
I think I'd hang on to a pair of orange socks with rubber on the bottom for 6 months.
If you let your kids pick the shoes they're going to wear that morning, and we have, like, way too many shoes out, like, we have an area in the closet for the other shoes to go.
Yeah.
And then we have, like, a shoe rack, and that always gets overpopulated with too many shoes.
Uh-huh.
But if it's like, hey, go pick out a pair of shoes, go put your shoes on, they will come back with the only shoe on that rack that doesn't have a companion. There was like 8 pairs, and they were just like, I don't know where the other one is. And you go, and you're like, you could have picked so many others. You could have problem solved this. But my wife is like, I was just like, don't go and spend $60 out the gate for an hour.
Yeah.
And then you have to get out of there, and you're like, yeah, it wasn't worth $60. It's pretty wild.
Some days it is, but I hear you.
It
feels insane. But if you're like, I can't look at you as children anymore, and I wish you weren't in my life. We're going to go somewhere where I can sit down and you go away for an hour.
I will say this. I will say this one thing.
$60, no problem.
There's this one place that I went to. And again, I won't name it because it's not the place that I appreciate. It's the employees.
Yeah.
I'd gone there once, and then I went there twice, and then I went there a third time. And on the third time, one of the moms commented, it's pretty awesome that you just kind of bring your own food. And I was like, huh? And I looked, and there's definitely signs everywhere that was like, no outside food and drink. Because they're trying to make more money. Because $50 an hour isn't enough for them.
But to her, it looks like you do it with confidence. Like, how about you? I'll do what I want.
How about, what are you going to do? Come and take my Ziploc of pretzels?
Pick sticks? Any one of the 17-year-olds behind the counter to come tell me to put my bag of Doritos away.
I look like I'm just like, just go ahead and say it. I would love to unload on somebody.
And Samantha, can you please go speak
but
to
then
the
I
gentleman?
But I did look around. What I appreciated was it wasn't just me. I looked around and there were other people that were just like pulling out snack bags. And
sure.
They were just like, no, you're charging us.
Nah, fam.
You're charging us $50 for an indoor slide.
No.
Not today, pal.
Come at me.
Next time I go be that dad, just like, pop a beer.
Pop open a Seeger's.
Yeah, Ted Seeger's.
It's a Seeger's.
So that is just what drives me.
And you didn't even go.
We didn't go because it's like the option's taken away from you where it's like, I want to do something with the kid. They're not desperate for it. They were at school doing stuff. They had recess and they played and they're in elementary school. So they're not like just in books all day. They were active. Yeah. So it was like, I'd like to have them get out of the house and do stuff. And our kids are good when it's just like, yeah, no screens right now. Go play. Figure out something to do. And
no, but I totally get it. Like, you're looking to do, but once in a while, it's fun to go take them to do something.
It's fun to take them to do something.
And the playground is free.
The outside playground is free.
The indoor playground will cost you.
I don't know. No, not going to do it. And we've done it. We've done it a handful of times, as I've said. But it's just like, man, what is this price point? What are you doing?
I'm going to really quickly get to what's happened today with me. And it almost fits a little bit in line with what you're just talking about.
Okay.
Which is like, you just want to get somewhere. You want to treat the kids. with something. It doesn't matter. You're just kind of, sometimes you're just like, we're going to do this today. We don't really don't do this.
Yeah.
Case in point, when I was leaving to go pick up the kids from school, my wife is like, hey, will you bring back Starbucks? And I was like, yeah, that sounds great. Something cold to drink in the middle of the day. We don't normally, we make coffee at home every morning. So I was like, yeah, just tell me what, how about I'll ask the kids what they want.
Like, great, I already lost my coffee, so this is perfect.
Yeah. Also, if you see my coffee.
They start driving you here. Ding, ding,
ding, ding. Yeah, again.
Text my wife, I found it.
Yeah, that's why I tie my to-go mug. I just bring mugs, but I tie that one little string to the roof rack, so it'll just rattle around. So
like today was going to be... just married, just like behind the car. Well, that's a strong mug.
Just thirsty. I wanted to take this. So we're going to take the kids to Starbucks, get some for the house as well. Mm-hmm. Told my wife, like, I'll text you like what they want, right?
Yeah.
So you can place the to-go order, and then I'll swing by and pick it up on the way home. The Starbucks is like most Starbucks. It's like, I don't know, 600 feet from my house, right? So it's like, it's just so close.
Yeah.
So it's like, whatever, a 25-minute drive home from school. This, you know, there's a little bit of traffic on the way home. So I pull into the Starbucks, and immediately I was like, oh, I'm pretty sure I told her just get it so I can go through the drive-through and then say I'd like to pick up my order.
Yeah.
But the drive-through was like, there was like 50 cars in the drive-through.
Oh, sure.
And then I'm like, right, it's after school. It's like across the street from a high school.
You're not the first person to have that idea. Yeah.
Well, it's like across the street from a high school. The kids got to
get their vanilla chai lattes.
Yeah, so it's just like.
That was my drink, by the way, in high school.
A vanilla chai latte?
I go to Dunkin'. I loved those. I once tipped a guy at Dunkin' an obscene amount of money because I paid with a 20 and drove away. And back then, that was painful.
Yeah.
Because for a split
sounds
second,
like today is pretty painful too. $60.
Oh yeah, we're not doing great at all.
Who is Kevin? $60
not it.
For an hour.
But I remember for a split second, I was like, I answered a question I didn't ask my brain. I just went, no, you can't go back.
Right. So anyway. Get to Starbucks. The line's super long. I'm like, ugh. I'm just going to park really quick. I mean, it's to the point where I have to like wait for the drive-through line to move so I can even park the car. That's how busy they are.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, I'm just going to go in and see if I can get it. So I jump in really quick to see if I can go get it. It's not there. I wait around for like 60 seconds because I told the kids, hey, I'll be right back. I'm like, I'd rather just go sit in the car with them rather than stand here and wonder how long it's going to take.
Sure.
I go back in the car. I mean, I'm gone like... 2.5 minutes. Mm-hmm. I get back in the car. They're bickering.
Sure.
Okay. Whatever. What's new, right? But it's like, she did this and then this happened and she did this. No, I didn't.
Perfect. Great. Okay.
Well, did you say sorry? Yes, I did. No, she didn't. Okay. Well, I wasn't here. So
I don't.
Whatever happened, it's over. Let's just drop it. Okay. And then my daughter like takes her lunch back, which is like a little, what do you call it? Like, it's like plastic. The word is not, I have no idea what it is.
Target bag?
A bunch of little compartments in the lunchbox, kind of lunchbox.
Like a Benko box?
Bento box. Thank Bento. You. I could have sat here for an hour. It might not have come to me.
Oh, that's great. You didn't.
So it's like a boom roasted. I would have been really concerned about your mental well-being.
I'm just like, you're like, do you want to help out? I'm like, no, you got it.
No, you'll get there. Good, man. We're
good. Oh, you're putting the kids to bed?
We got nothing but
tell them I say goodnight. I'm sorry, I'm working. I'm doing a podcast. I can't.
And I'm just.
Oh, I think I know what it is. Do you want to tell me? No, I don't.
So I don't see her do this, but it's very clear what she did. They had a couple like kitchen plates in the car. Whole different thing today where it's like, guys, we got to leave the house.
They left with breakfast on the lap?
Left with breakfast on the lap. Anyway, so the plates were in there from this morning. She drops her lunchbox on them. It makes a huge loud noise. And it sounded like they broke and everything. And I was like, I turned around and I go, did you just drop your lunchbox on there? And she's just looking at me. And I go, did you drop your lunchbox on there? Why did you do that? And she's just staring at me. And I go, why did you drop your lunchbox on the plates?
Yeah.
Staring at me. And I go, what's happening? Can you hear me? Can you answer my question? Why did you drop that on the plates?
Yeah.
She's just staring at me. And then she starts to like well up in tears. And I was like, what's going on? Why did you drop it on there? Why did you do that? And it's just like nothing. And I was like, I'm like, what's happening right now? And she does, and then she starts crying. And I go, hold on. Like, what? I just want to know, did you do that on purpose? What were you, are you mad or something? And then she really starts to cry. Still hasn't said anything yet. And I'm like,
you're getting nothing.
I'm getting nothing.
Yeah.
Except for now I'm getting a big emotional reaction to I don't know what. Mm-hmm. And I think, so anyway, so she starts crying and then I'm like, can we just talk about this? I want to talk to you. I can't help you. I can see that you're upset. I can't help you if you don't talk to me.
Yeah.
Still nothing.
Yeah.
And it just quickly ramps up from there to a tantrum. And she's like, she's like yell crying. Where she's like so upset, like huge, just lakes under her eyes, just dripping huge tears. And she's like doing the kind of yelling out loud while she's crying. And it's like,
oh my gosh.
Okay. This is going to take a minute to pass. So like, so 5 minutes later, she kind of comes down. Now sure. I'm like, yeah. Man, I don't even know where the coffee is at this point. If it's probably been ready. I'm looking at the drive-thru line, still pretty long. I text my wife, do I have to go through?
So you haven't even gotten in the line.
No, yet. Man.
Oh, that'd have been.
Because it's like, I'm trying to, I'm trying to.
No, I'm just saying you could have like, solved the mystery.
A bomb went off in the car. of tears.
Yeah, play it's bomb. Like, play bomb.
What is happening? So, also, I'm not going to be like, get over yourself. I'm going to go see if the coffee's ready.
No, I'm going to get in the drive-thru line.
I know, but I didn't want to go through the, I don't know. That sure. was, I just completely set that aside moment. Sure. So then I text my wife, do I have to go through the drive-thru? She's like, I mean, I said that you'd get it through the drive-thru. I don't know why.
Is that, hold on, is that all you texted her?
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes no sense to her.
She knew I was.
Because that sounds like the answer of a child.
No, you're gonna say.
Do I have
my
to?
My wife and I are that, we're just so dialed in.
Do I have to eat all my food to have dessert? Like what? I said, just try a little of everything.
So I was like, okay, whatever. So I'll give her time to calm down before I say anything to her or try to say something to her.
Right.
So wait through the drive-thru. But I mean, it's like 15 minutes. So at this point, we've been there for like a half an hour.
Oh.
When it was like pre-ordered.
Oh.
And it went from.
It's not a cold drink anymore.
No. It's separated. You know, now it's got the clear ice puddle on top. Perfectly clear.
Now it's like it's a contest now, which is colder, your coffee from this morning you lost or
the one I just ordered and it's been sitting there for a while. I also was like, I could have just said, hey, are you good for a minute if I go inside? I could have gone and be like, I have a drive-thru pickup order. They would have gone like, nobody's going to be like, can you please drive around and pick it up?
Oh, it's like, vroom, vroom out of here, buddy. We have rules.
I'm sorry, you're not allowed to have food in here, sir. How about you turn around, Craig, and go back behind the counter and sell some pizza to somebody else? Because today's not the day, buddy.
Not the day. This is the same business, too, that's also very, has like a new rule to disarm everyone, which is just like, hi, welcome to Starbucks. My name is Chelsea. What's your name? And you're like, hi, I'm Kevin. And they're like, hi, Kevin. I'm like, hi. And they're like, how are you today? I'm good. How are you?
I was fine a second ago.
I'm good. Okay.
Until you offered me a bunch of customer service.
I know. And I have to remind myself every time, this is a nice thing.
I know.
Like they're forcing their employees to do a human interaction. And I have to resist the urge to be like, it's not why I'm here.
Should I ask if I can order something? Is that more along the lines
of like, or
can
I just start talking? The Dodgers are looking good at spring training, huh? It's like, all right. I don't watch the Dodgers. Oh, do you like baseball? Oh my God. Now I know why the drive-thru line's so long.
What I didn't understand was how, and I don't understand how this happens sometimes. And I mean, I guess I kind of do. It's just children have emotions that are going to bubble up to the top because of something 2 days ago, or they're a little tired. It doesn't matter. They could be hungry. I mean, that's like the biggest thing sometimes, right? They're like so cranky.
That's also a compiling
and it's like
things.
It goes, yeah, it's a, yeah, and but it just goes from like everything was fine, and then chaos, emotional chaos,
yeah,
and really not even really understanding how it got there.
If I was to guess, and I'm not trying to put blame in your camp, any other day I would love to, but because I've done this too, I think, like you said, I think it's a bunch of things. Stacked on top for this poor little body that's going insane all the time.
Yeah.
because it's just growing and learning and too much is happening at once all the time for
navigating
them.
Fear of life and not knowing what to do all the time. Yeah.
Because your daughter is very similar in age to my son. And I noticed this with my son and not my daughter, where it's like you give them definitely the wrong look. I'm not saying that's what you did, but I just mean at first. And I've definitely done it where I just go, did you just drop that? And then you see their face to your face and you go, I just want to know. Like you change your face.
Yeah.
Because real quick,
I'm sure you're not wrong. Because
real quick, you go, oh no, I think I can tell by their read, they're a little afraid.
Yeah.
And you're like, you got to quickly let them know. I'm good, man. I just want to know, why is the dog on fire?
I honestly think you're probably not wrong. It was probably like the way I asked the question.
Yeah.
When I already knew that I don't know exactly what happened before I got in the car.
That's true too.
But I can
tell you, compiling.
But I can tell you that she probably did something that he didn't like.
Yeah.
It can probably boils down to as simple as that. How innocent it was, whatever.
Yeah.
But she also is incredibly afraid of getting in trouble. And my wife and I do not know where that came from. Like she, and even in class, like she won't take her eyes off the teacher in fear of being told, like, please pay attention.
Sure.
Like she holds her little 5-year-old self to a incredibly high standard. It's something that my wife and I talk about a lot because it's like, we got to let her back off that a little. Like, I don't know where.
Yeah, I don't know. There's probably somebody who has
a, you know, and it's like we are always in the mindset of like, if something went wrong or somebody's going to get in trouble or whatever, like first thing we're going to just talk about it or whatever. Like, like no one yells in our house, you know, very much or like any, you know what I'm saying? Like, so we just don't understand like where like the fear of even being told like, hey, you're not, I need to have you pay attention or whatever. It's like, she's so afraid of that kind of stuff to a fault. And she, well, we get in the car and it's like something happened. I don't know what happened, but she's like, no, I didn't do that. And then my son's like, yes, you did. And she's like, well, it was an accident. Well, you still did it, whatever. And it's like, okay, would you say sorry? Yes, I did. No, she didn't. And it's like, but I can kind of tell sometimes, you know, you can kind of tell which one is pining for the other to get in trouble.
Yeah.
And certainly my son wasn't helping the situation by like telling on her as soon as he got in the car.
Needling right away.
When it's like, who cares? Whatever.
Yeah.
Come on, man. You're 3 years older than her. Like, that's the part I want to be like, just grow up a little bit. Like, who cares? Really?
And you're also like, literally, don't talk to me until I've had my coffee.
And so I know to a certain extent, like she's afraid of getting in trouble in that moment. Mm-hmm. And then she does something because she's mad and I call her on it. And then she's really afraid of getting in trouble. So if that's what I did, it probably didn't help that situation in any way.
That's what I mean. Like sometimes you can get out of it. And I've gotten out of it with my son where I just like, what was that? You know? I just want to know what it was. I won't say it's okay. That's not always the right thing to do.
Yeah.
But like sometimes you can get out of it and then sometimes it's like, ah, no, they're wrecked. It's they're exhausted, tired, hungry. Yes.
Yeah. And it's like in hindsight, was it really worth it for me to try to find out whether or not you did it on purpose? Like probably not.
It probably was, but you didn't know it was going to boil down to that. Like you do need to know because there's a good time to direct your kids to not do that. Like, hey. We know that was wrong, right? We probably shouldn't have done it. Like if she did drop it on purpose because she's frustrated. I understand you're frustrated, but that's not good because that could break, which would be a bummer. Or it could snap and hit you and hurt you. Like a lot of things can happen. But you didn't expect it to go like, hey, did you do that? Oh my God.
Yeah.
And we need to get out of here.
Press for an answer when she's already like on her heels a little bit about.
Oh, that's when they're ripe for the getting.
It's just wild, man. It's wild when it's like how it can go from 0 to 100 real quick.
Yeah.
Without you even realize that was happening. Or on the table.
Yeah.
But the 15-minute wait in the drive-thru line was pretty quiet, I gotta say. Oh, which was also nice. But I was like, when I got home, I was like incredibly frustrated just because I was annoyed that that even had to happen.
Sure.
So I like took a minute to like, here's a Target order. I'm going to go break down some cardboard. I'm going to go like get them ready for swim, get their towels, get their goggles, put it in the swim bag. Like I'm not going to be around them for a second because I didn't really hold it against them necessarily or her.
Yeah, but
I just didn't like that. I just didn't like that that happened, you know?
You're not wrong for that.
You can't. Sometimes you just can't avoid it. Right.
Did you get the coffee?
Yeah, we got the coffee.
Oh, good.
The hot ones needed to be reheated.
Sure.
Mine needed a good swirl.
Yeah,
just reincorporate some of that water,
which is nice. It's more hydrating.
Yeah. Whether or not you want to be a parent, you're going to be one if you have kids.
Well, that's why. Thank you for, I was like, excuse me.
Let's get to the dumb dad moments.
Let's get to the dumb dad moments. My dumb dad moment is, I think both of ours are kind of brought to you by sleep deprived.
Oh, yeah. I think so.
I don't know. Does it have to do with daylight savings time? Well, the world may never know. It's like
if it's within 7 days, the answer is yes.
Okay. As it's still winter for the next 16 months.
Air quotes. We can give air quotes on that. My son asked me the other day, is it still winter? I was like, technically.
For a couple more years.
Technically.
Based on like post-COVID, just when kids get sick, they don't hold back now. They get real good and sick. So like there was a worry that my son was going to have whooping cough. My nephew,
get a whooping cough scare.
My nephew got it. So we had to go get him tested. He was negative. So we know he doesn't have it. Because by the time we had waited long enough and my nephew had been out and got his antibiotics, but whatever. I think my son he's definitely got a cough. He's either got a cold or it's allergies. We can't quite pinpoint it. Doesn't matter. The point is, the other night, he was coughing a little bit before bed. Now he's 4, almost 5.
Yeah. He's a cougher, dude. He's like, you know, he's one of those kids. He's always kind of has a cough.
Yeah. No, not all the time. But when he has a cough, he goes hard.
When he goes hard. That's kind of what I mean. It's not, I guess not always, but like kids get, like when kids get sick, they tend to have like show certain symptoms. His symptom is like, if he's going to get sick, he's got a cough.
Which honestly, I will take that. He doesn't get like the nose that's just like running everywhere.
I think I'll take that over.
I'll take a, you got to probably cut down to like a pack a day. Like your cough sounds pretty bad, my man.
Yeah. As opposed to like a brick a day.
He's like, I'd like to get my cartons in New Hampshire because there's no sales tax. And you're like, all right. So we put him to bed the other night and, my wife and I went to bed, you know, later than normal, but not late, late for us. Not for people.
Give me a number.
Not for people.
Give me a number.
I don't know. 11:30.
That's late.
Yeah,
but I wouldn't say it's not late. Kevin, what are you doing, bud?
I know it wasn't one of those.
But you're also gonna know. You're like, it's probably a two cupper in the morning, though.
Oh yeah. two cupper before school.
Maybe an afternoon Starbucks run.
That's what's nice about cold brew. You can have two before school.
Yeah.
So then he did the thing where he came into our, and I was having trouble sleeping, so he came into our bed. And I was like, I knew because he was coughing. No, we're not letting him sleep in our bed.
Yeah,
that's gonna be a problem. But I also know he's a very focused person when he wants to be. Mm-hmm. And if you put him back to bed, even sitting with him for 5 minutes, he's back in 10. Like if it's on a night like that, and I can just tell it was a night like that. Doesn't happen all the time.
Yeah,
sometimes we put him back to bed, and that's it. All said and done. But I can just tell this is one of those nights. If I go in there, sit with him for a little bit, and then bounce, he's following me. He's 10 minutes behind or whatever. So it was like, I just went, I'm going to go sleep in his bed. Mm-hmm. I want to let my wife sleep. So I laid down with him, and we didn't sleep all night. And he's just like...
Is he like trying to fall asleep, but like every 2 minutes kind of coughing himself awake?
Yeah.
Or is he chatting you up?
No. He's just coughing himself awake. He's sleepy. He's trying to sleep. So he's getting frustrated.
And why weren't you sleeping?
I was reading a really good book. I was reading a Tom Clancy book.
I was watching the time slowly slip away in front of me.
I luckily didn't bring my phone. So I was just, which is probably a bad thing. Because then I was just like,
yeah,
just,
I don't understand the placement of luckily there.
Because I'm not going to go on my phone, but I also don't want to be tapping the screen going, oh, that's terrible. Awful. Hateful. What's happening? Someone like Home Invader come in and take me out. Like, and
you got to subscribe to some funnier content.
No. Cause I'm not going to go on my phone. Cause then that's like, I'm not somebody who gets sleepy watching stuff. If you put a movie, if I'm on the couch and we're watching a movie, my wife's out in 5. Oh, I'm finishing it. So the same thing. If I went,
I totally
on my
understand.
Phone,
but if you're already not sleeping, that's what I'm thinking. You know, you're already not sleeping and he's not going to let you sleep. Well, you're just sitting there.
So that was the crazy thing. Because then my daughter gets up at what I found out was 3 in the morning. And I called out to her in a raspy, tired voice that she didn't hear, which was probably risky. Because that probably could have scared the shit out of her. I'm just like, hey, like,
where are you going? Back to bed.
So I called first. She didn't hear me. And she just went to my, she went to the bed with my wife because she and my wife was already having trouble sleeping. So nobody was really sleeping. Uh-huh. My daughter, who was up there the whole, up in the bunk bed, was up there the whole time. She had woken up. Who knows how long she'd been awake, but she came out, went into the bedroom and said to my wife, where's my school folder? And she's like, what school folder? My school folder that like you have to sign and return. So every Wednesday they get this big manila folder and it's all the events coming up in the school and what's going on.
She asked her that at 3 a.m.
Yeah. She just woke up in a panic of like, where is that? I need to bring it back. The teacher said we need to bring it back. And we were like, you brought it back yesterday at school.
Was she asleep or was she?
No, she was wide awake. Yeah. She just like, I think she didn't know we put it back in her bag that morning. So I don't think she knew we put it back in her bag that morning. So like it went to school. The teacher got it back. It was all good. But I think she just like woke up and it was one of those things like we all do it where you wake up and you're just like obsessed about something. Mm-hmm. And you're just like, oh, I really got to handle that. Or things are going to be bad. And,
but a kid doesn't know that like you can ask me that at 7 a.m.
Yeah. 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 She definitely did something that was like, oh, that's,
yeah,
we could never bring it back and you'd be fine. You'd still graduate second grade.
And I don't really want to set that expectation, but I do want to set the expectation that at 3 a.m, we're sleeping.
So my wife and I can't agree on this part of the story because I don't know if it was like 3:30 or 5.
Uh-huh.
I think it's 5.
Well, you didn't have your phone, so you would know. I have no idea.
Well, here's why I think it's 5. Because when I went, she came in to check on us. At one point, she got up to the bathroom and she came in and just walked in the room to me like open eyes locked on her. Like, like this guy, she didn't wake me. She knew by the look on my face, this guy's been up for a while. And she was like, do you want to switch? And I go, that would be fantastic. So I went, and I'm pretty sure when I went in the room, it was 5. And then what we didn't think to do.
It's tough, though. I mean, without even hearing her side, I'm going to side with your wife, and here's why. You'd have been up for so long that.
It's all the same.
Yeah, it's like.
It's all the same. It's all the same. She might be right. I don't know. It's not a fight I need to win. It's just we don't agree on it. I know. But my wife goes, what's going on? And I go, he's just coughing. He wants stuff. He wants stuff coughing. And she's like, did you give him anything? And I was like,
oh,
no. We were in bed.
Oh, man.
So we gave him some medicine. And then
Did you give him anything to help the cough that's keeping him awake?
No, and here's why. Because you're not supposed to give any like anti-cough medicine to kids under 6.
Without consulting your pediatrician.
Consulting your pediatrician. And I think my pediatrician was asleep.
I'm pretty sure you've probably consulted with her before.
Well, we based it off of, well, you know what? My nephew, the one with whooping cough.
Yeah.
Before they knew it was whooping cough.
Yeah.
The doctor thought it was allergies and said, give this much of the cough medicine that you're not supposed to have until you're 6.
Yeah.
That's okay. So we did that. So I was just like locked into that thought of like under 6, absolutely not. Like that was like my brain. So I was like, yeah, I guess I could give him Tylenol, but he's not in pain or has a fever.
Yeah.
So I was just kind of like, there was nothing to give. But my wife was like, well, our nephew had it. And I was like, well, yeah, but somebody got some sleep.
Somebody's thinking clearly.
Somebody's well rested. So we gave him medicine and then I went to bed and then
he slept great and your wife slept there with him great as well. Got some more Z's.
Yeah, they both slept great. I mean, we at that point everyone slept great. From then on, everyone slept great. I slept in my bed next to my daughter, and my wife slept in my son's bed with him. And what's funny is my alarm went off at 6. I have an alarm that goes off at 6. I have it go off at 6 so that I can turn it off. That's why I have it.
Yeah.
That's what it's for. I used to use it.
It's because yesterday you was like, wouldn't it be great if you got up at 6? And you're like, yeah.
Well, now I have the focus, the do not disturb, how there's different ones. I have sleep set to 6 a.m.
Sure.
So that's my do not disturb. and it went off at 6, and I was like, are you out of your mind? I've only been asleep for an hour, or according to my wife, 3 hours. Either way, we're not having this conversation.
She's right not now. Even going to post this episode. Yeah. This whole segment won't even be in here.
So I hit snooze, and then that was the real... So the dumb-down moment one was not remembering that my nephew had taken cough syrup under the consultation of the pediatrician. It's like, you can do that. They're the same age. They're 3 weeks apart.
Yeah.
So I was like, that was dumb-down moment one. Dumb-down moment two was just hitting the off button on the... alarm, knowing, not snooze, off, knowing,
get out of here.
Nobody in this family really slept last night.
Mm-hmm.
And my family can, when pressed like this, they can sleep.
Yeah.
And I woke up to a at 7:30.
They need to be dressed, ready to go, having had breakfast and at school in
20 minutes. We usually walk out the door. And I woke up. And I like looked at my daughter and she like her eyes open and I was like, we need to get up right now. And she was like, okay. And I jumped out of bed. I ran in the kid's bedroom. My wife's like rolls over and looks and she's like, how bad is it?
Yeah, how
like,
bad is it?
I was like 7:30. So we kept my son home because he was a wreck and he'd only slept a little bit.
Yeah.
And I went back into my daughter's room and she was still under the covers, now reading a dog man book. So pleasantly, like blanket up to her hips, she's sitting upright,
yeah,
just reading. And I went, what are you doing?
What part of the panicked look on my face,
she's like, I've
mixed with we need to leave the house right now, what part of that didn't register at all with you?
She's like, Dad, you give that look every time you finish a coffee and go to the bathroom. What do you want from me?
I need no one to be in the bathroom now.
I want your little fingers under the door. There's little droplets of sweat on my forehead already. I need you to leave me alone.
Also, can you please put a change of clothes outside the bathroom door?
Don't so, ask me why. I props my daughter for this because sometimes she really does step up as the oldest child because I went in and I go, what are you doing? And she was just like, I was just reading. I was like, no, we're very late for school. We have to be at school in 20. We have to leave for school in 20 minutes. And she was like, okay, can you bring me a change of clothes? And I go, it's not that kind of morning. And she just went, all right. That's all I had to say to her. All I had to say was, it's not that kind of morning. And she was like,
okay, understood. I'm picking up what you're putting
down. Yeah, and then she got up, got ready, brushed her hair, brushed her teeth, got dressed. I was ready to go in like 5 minutes. That is so
funny.
Which I really appreciate. She really saved the day on that. But that whole day was me just saying to my wife, I can't wait for today to be over.
Yeah.
That's all I said all day.
Yikes. Well, everybody's recovered now, so.
I pushed the podcast recording.
That's right.
We were supposed to record two days ago.
Yeah.
This very podcast, and I was like, I'm not in the mood tonight.
I can't. I physically can't.
It won't be a good one. Not that they are, but like.
Okay, let me get through. Here's the thing. Kind of have two dumb dad moments. They're both worth talking about, but they're both not very long.
Okay.
So it just kind of defines how when I get to the week on Thursday afternoon at Starbucks and a meltdown happens in the parking lot, how I'm like, I need to go outside and be quiet for a little bit when I get home.
Yeah.
Daylight savings, we handled it like rookies. Like we had never handled it before as a family with a 9 and a 5-year-old.
Okay.
Daylight savings come about. How
do you normally handle it?
Well, like we've even tried the
15 minutes.
15 minutes early, like 2 or 3 days before. Couple times, like we've just been had it on our radar before and reacted accordingly, or attempted to get our or understand that like the next night we'll go to bed early to help, but with that kind of stuff.
Yeah, that's not us.
This time it was like we didn't talk about it that much, but I know the funny thing is like I know my wife's the same. At least it was on my mind. Like daylight savings is coming up. Oh man, we even kind of made jokes about it for a couple days.
Yeah,
it's insane. It's an hour change, but the kids really go through it. Like it messes with them way more than it messes with us.
Yeah.
I feel it, but I also know it's coming and I know how to react to it. Like, oh, I'm just a little bit lagged because of the time change. Mostly it's like the light change.
Sure.
So it's like daylight savings comes, happens that day, you know, 1 a.m. becomes 3 a.m. basically, or 1:59 a.m. becomes 3 a.m., right? And so wake up in the morning, the kids, like everything, you lose your hour. The morning really wasn't that bad. And then because it was Sunday,
yeah.
Throughout the day, I'm kind of like keeping it in the back of my mind. Let's start everything earlier. let's start everything earlier. Let's start everything earlier. Had some errands to run that day. Got back at like 3:30. Start everything earlier. I start thinking like, I'm going to smoke a chicken on the grill. So I'm going to go start it. Started it about 4.
Yeah.
If you want to go really, really nice and slow, it'll take about 3, 3.5 hours. So I was like, I can't really, I got to keep the grill a little bit warmer. So it's like, hopefully it gets a lot of the smoke in there. But if anything, I got to have this thing done in 2.5 hours. I can't have, you know, I can't take 3.5 hours to get this thing done. Right. So that was still kind of on my mind, but the light is what kept it going. And like, that was kind of, my wife and I are out with the kids doing some stuff in the yard. We like went and bought some stuff to plant some, you know, flowers and stuff in our yard. So we're kind of doing that. Then the kids were inside relaxing on some screens for a little bit. While my wife and I were outside, like kind of finishing up. I'm like, I'm just going to cut the grass really quick. Like just thinking we had a little bit more time than normal, thinking dinner had already been kind of started and everything.
Yeah.
Fast forward to like, we're like deciding where like wind chime might go and whether or not we will think about an office out here or not, or like where, what are we just like openly talking about stuff about the yard and everything. And then it's like 6:15 and it's like, kids definitely need to be bathed because it had been 2 days and it's the start of the week.
Yeah.
Definitely got about a half an hour left on the chicken, but at the same time, haven't started anything else about dinner.
Yeah.
And like, I mean, it just went from there to going to bed at like 9:15 when they had lost an hour.
Like,
just because everything from there on out took a little bit more time because we started everything later and not earlier. And it was like, dude, what are we doing? Just quickly, so quickly.
I think that's why I never have been a 15 minute a couple of days before person. I made a post about it because like, I know who I am, you know? Somebody's like, Kevin, you want to see how hard you can punch this punching bag of this arcade game? No, I know I'm not going to win. I'm not going
to
break my hand doing it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm not going to try this new thing.
Yeah.
Suddenly be good at it.
So like, it was just one of those things. Like it was whatever. It wasn't that big of a deal. The next night we like had dinner at like 5:30 and then really slowly got ready for bed and kind of went to bed like about half an hour early. But it was because we really elongated like the winding down process.
Sure.
And kind of, you know, for the most part, I was going to say made it up. And then who knows? My daughter had that reaction today and like maybe we're still suffering from it. We're still within a week. So we just, it just felt like, man, we didn't handle that very well. Like,
yeah,
it wasn't ultimately nothing was like the worst thing ever because of it, but it was like,
just lost
that just didn't really feel like we could have done that better, I think.
Sure.
And then like 2 days ago, or I guess yesterday morning, my daughter comes in from getting ready for school and she's like, I think my wife noticed it, which is why she came and brought it up. But she comes in the bathroom to brush her teeth and I brush her hair and stuff. And she goes, Dad, I really need some new shoes. These don't fit me anymore. And I was like, oh, really? She kind of wears the same pair every day.
Yeah.
But she's like, yeah. And she shows me her feet. I'm like, wiggle your toe. And I'm like, that's not the end of the toe. That's the knuckle where the end of the toe should be. Oh. So it's like, oh man, these are way too small for you. And then we looked at her other shoes and like those were the biggest number on the tongue of all the ones that were in her closet.
Oh no.
So that was another dumb parenting moment. Like, how did we neglect that for that long?
You just sent her to school with it? Just
she's been wearing shoes that don't fit her for probably, I don't even really want to think about the number.
If she's knuckling her toes, it's been a couple weeks.
It's been
weeks.
Like 2 months probably.
Yeah.
They are not stiff shoes. They're kind of those like slip-on nylon neoprene top,
sure,
Cat and Jack sporty shoe they got in like 1,000 colors. You know the ones I'm talking about.
Say whatever helps you.
But they were too small, you know. And it was like, also, no wonder you wear these every day because they're the ones that are like you can get by with. So we're also like,
because they have like nice little like kind of like knuckle holsters for her now.
They're stretchy enough to where she can wear them, you know, but it's definitely like, I'm sure she's thinking like, these are tight. But the funny thing is too, like, she doesn't say anything to us. My son wouldn't hesitate to be like, these are uncomfortable. I don't wear these anymore. Like, she doesn't say anything.
Yeah.
So no, it's not totally on her.
She doesn't want to get in trouble.
Yeah. You'd think like, maybe you might be like, hey, my shoes are tight on my feet.
Yeah.
Not like, I'm afraid I'm going to get in trouble, but like a comment or something. But you'd also think we might just kind of check that stuff.
Yeah.
It's one thing when you get bit with taking your overshirt off and using it as a diaper because the ones in the backup ones in the glove or the ones in the bottom of the diaper bag are two sizes too small and you needed an extra one that day. It's another thing where it's like, I guess I just forgot to see if her shoes fit her.
Yeah, for a while you're like, man, we've been cruising on these shoes.
Anyway, let's move on to another.
When we're like, time to get ready for school, and they come out like my kids are pretty good about it. They can go in their rooms, they can get dressed. My daughter will like some help once in a while, but it's like I'm going to say this now, and I immediately realize what I'm saying out loud. Help her out with like, I can reach the tall things in her closet. You want this one? Great. You want a long sleeve shirt? Great. Here you go. Don't forget to change your underwear, shoes, and socks. Okay. And I leave the room.
Mm-hmm. Yep. You're doing great.
But she doesn't say, they don't fit me. I can barely put them on. I don't have time. I'm crying.
I gotta go get the coffee line. Well.
Oh my gosh.
The light died behind you. So I think that's a sign that we gotta call it. That means we gotta call it.
That means we're done.
Well, guys, if you just absolutely got destroyed at daylight savings time or you just didn't handle a sick kid, well, please let us know. Write into us, dumbdadpod@gmail.com, or DM us on Instagram. We're @thedumbdads. That's our handle on all social media, Instagram, YouTube, TikTok, while it still exists. Let us know your stories. @Verdu on SoundCloud, thanks for the music. @AnnieLeFerrier, our producer, thanks for editing this podcast. Evan, do you have a joke to send us out?
Yeah, I'm trying to get one out of this. I'm trying to get one out of this book that we've had ever since the beginning of this podcast. Now the thing you don't understand, we can't get rid of this book. We've had this since like the beginning of the podcast. And every time we flip through it, once in a while to get a joke out of it, it's like, you can't even find one.
All right, read.
Why don't oysters share their pearls?
Because they're shellfish.
Yeah, I mean.
That's a dad joke. It's literally what the book says. It's 101. You think they're all going to be winners? I don't think so.
Forever, it's like, no, we haven't talked to this before. So bad, they're good. I'd be so much more appreciative of the book if it just says 101 so bad.
Yeah, that would be good. Okay, bye. Welcome to the world, little one. Welcome to life.
How do I stop this?
The Dumb Dad Podcast is proudly presented by Bet Online.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.